I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Our good friend Heather from Tingsboro has a question for us, Kennedy.
Alrighty.
Good morning, Heather.
Oh, hang on. I got the wrong one. Let's see. It's here. Heather, are you there?
I'm here.
And what was your question?
So, was he all right? I mean, if he's calling you at 9 o'clock at night, you got to finish the story. Like, we're invested. We care about Barrett. Was he okay?
Yes.
Really?
So
That's where we're going? He's a teenager. He has no concept of time. He doesn't care.
I got a call last night at 9 o'clock. No, you're right. I was in bed, and it kind of freaked me out. First of all, because I'd been asleep for a half an hour, and I look over at the phone, and I can see Barrett's face, and I'm like, why is he calling me 9 o'clock at night? He's off at lacrosse goalie camp for 3 days. It's called Peak. It's up at Endicott College. They get to stay in the dorms. They eat in the I don't know what you call it on a college campus.
In the dorm?
No. Where do you eat?
Cafeteria.
I want to call it a mess hall.
Because of my army days. We would know what you meant.
And so I'm freaking out a little bit, and I answer the phone. I'm like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I was just checking in to say goodnight.
Oh.
He has
tell him to do it before 7 next time.
He has a phone now.
I cannot believe he has a phone. When did this happen?
While you were gone.
Why did it happen? Why'd you cave? You were very adamant.
Yeah, so we just thought he was getting to that age. He's going to be in eighth grade this year. He has an Apple Watch that we've been able to talk to him on in text, but his Apple Watch is getting older. And when my mother-in-law passed away, Atlanta's mom, his Mimi, she had said to him, she's like, at some point down the road, if you get a phone, you can have my phone. So we've had this phone sitting around, just kind of waiting. Mm-hmm. And we thought, you know, he's getting old enough. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's time. I feel like he's probably the last kid in school to have a phone.
He's the last kid in Massachusetts to have a phone at 13 years old. But I think, I mean, here's what I'll say. In my conversations with my friends who have children, all around kind of your age, a little bit older perhaps, and they tell me these stories. One of my girlfriends, her son, his phone died or whatever. He came home in like the middle of the night. They didn't know he was there. And like he came home, plugged in his phone, was in the basement in his bedroom, but they didn't go look for him because they thought he just never came home. So they left without him. Like I would have my kid low-jacked with a phone and a microchip in their body.
24/7.
You'd be like my dog. So I feel like it's just one more step to be able to, you know, with the find my, you know, to be able to know where he is.
Right.
And I think that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that part, the watch has done a pretty good job of keeping track of him.
Kids are shady, Kennedy. You know what they're doing on there.
So there's no social media. He is not downloaded any social media apps, and he's really leaned in on Snapchat. That has been the one. Because
do you really think that there's not something on his phone right now?
I believe there's nothing on his phone like a Snapchat or an Instagram or Facebook or anything like that. I believe that in my heart. Mm-hmm. I believe he's telling
you're
me this.
You're so
truth.
Adorable.
Yeah, I won't ruin that.
Kaylin's from Mashpee with a warning, I guess. Good morning, Kaylin.
Good morning. I was an eighth grade teacher for many years. And here's my advice. Just like you would set up boundaries with, you know, with Barrett for other things, my advice is to take his phone when he goes to bed at night, or have Lana take it since you go to bed early, and give it back to him in the morning. Charge it in your bedroom. Don't give him the phone overnight. Nothing good happens on the phone overnight. And even if it's not something bad, take away the pressure that he has to respond to the group text. Or, like, he can blame you guys. Well, my parents take my
can
phone
away. Can somebody take my phone away at night? Because that would help me sleep.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. I grab at it all the time when I wake up.
It's because we're addicted.
Well, that's a great idea. I'm going to put it in a basket downstairs from now on.
My phone is also my alarm. That's the trouble.
My Alexa wakes me up. Wow. That's a great
idea. Take the pressure off of him.
How do you think that would
start it off that way?
I love that idea. And so this is why we did it over. We wanted him to have it to start this school year.
Sure.
Starting eighth grade. He's going to be 14.
Yeah.
We just feel like this is probably the time to ease 100%. Into it. And we thought if we did it over the summer, we could really see how he's using it, how much he's using it, where he's using it, mm-hmm. and see kind of what the pitfalls are for him. I imagine every kid is different of what they're into. You know, I think the pitfall for him is video games.
Mm-hmm.
Right now it's, Fortnite is gone. Brawl Stars is the game that a lot of the kids are playing now. Mm-hmm. Brawl Stars.
Sure, of course. I'm a big yes. fan.
Yeah, the pitfall for him is video games now.
Yeah, it's the
soon
social
it,
media.
Soon it will be girls. And that's going to be a different can of worms.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
I'm just trying media. To get to Wednesday, Dan. Thank you.
That's why we're here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome.
That.
Dan's the one that's going to tell you all the sneaky stuff that you don't know about.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Let him do it.
Because you're the ops, bro.
He's going to give you the tea you need.
Yeah, you're cringe, Dad. He doesn't want to talk to you.
617-931-1234. If you have any tips or suggestions that might help us out in our journey of Barrett now owning a cell phone.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Yeah. I do like the one of putting it away at night. That's really good.
I think that's a wonderful thing
right.
to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Think about how much you look at it mm-hmm. when you wake up in the middle of the night and it takes you down a hole. So, mm-hmm. But the question is, can you like monitor everything that he's doing on there? Is that possible? Can you just clone it straight up?
I don't know. I haven't really looked into that yet.
We need a low jacket real good.
So anytime he does any movement, I can just follow along?
100%.
Oh.
I've got to find... Just give me a minute.
Can you give me
Mr. X's... I guarantee you, you can.
Can you give me Mr. X's phone number? Man, he could do that for me. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We'll do that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.